We're just going to continue to progress going forward. Like I said, we're excited about where we're at, and don't have any worries about anything that's of importance down the road. So, but we feel excited about where we're at, and feel good about it.
Was this something that bothered you at all during the season, or just something?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if it didn't bother me, I probably wouldn't have had surgery. So, but nothing major. Just had an opportunity to get some things cleaned up. So, you know, we did it. I think it was a good move and feel good where we're at in the board.
Mike's a veteran base that you guys have in here now is really carrying the load in terms of teaching younger guys, maybe a different philosophy that they've had here in the past. Saw you today with the long sheet practice, helping guys through it. What does that responsibility mean to you, and how do you carry it out personally?
I like the responsibility. I think it's something, I think a couple years ago when we had a big changeover with everyone leaving and everything, getting kind of thrown into the forefront of being a leader in our room. Take a lot of pride in that. And, we've all been taught by older guys, and it's our responsibility to teach the young guys. You know, I said it last year at Devonta, we got to teach him because eventually he's going to play a big role for us. And, I mean, everyone saw it down the end of the season, down the road, stretch run, what he meant. So we got to get these guys caught up to speed and give them an opportunity to make a spot on this team come August. So that's our responsibility. And, you know, it's good for me, too, because it keeps my mind fresh. I'm not being out there practicing, not running the routes. You know, it makes me take my mental reps and just trying to help out.
What was Scott told you as a younger guy going to carry more responsibility right now? Why is he ready and why is he going to pop him if need be?
Because we all know the work that he's put in over the last couple of years, grasping the offense, putting the time in, his extra time. If it's just being in the film room by himself and someone just walking through the building and seeing him, you know he's putting it in. He works extremely hard and he's got the talent and the skills to do it. So if that happened to come around, we'd all feel comfortable with it.
Last one, guys, we've got to get him going.
His arm strength.
It does. I think we showed that a lot. He showed that a lot. I think when he came in against the Philly game a couple years ago, we connected a lot of deep balls, gave us opportunities to go attack the ball. So that's something that as a receiver you like to see. He wasn't scared to throw deep and just wasn't going to come out and, you know, check it down all the time. So he has confidence in his skills and what he's able to do. And, you know, he's put in the time and the work, and we know he can do it. So hopefully we don't need him, but if we do, we'll be armed.